Yes, good morning, everyone. Yes, we see some problems with this article, and we also have some ideas how it could be solved. Actually, yesterday I suggested to adding a new article on defining the scope of these rules. And by doing so, we could clarify what is the purpose of these rules, and then as a result, it's also clear what is not the purpose of these rules. Because this Article 3.6, as it's written now, it's basically saying what these rules are not defining. So one of our proposals to deal with the problem is to delete here 3.6 and to sort of let its purpose be taken over by a general definition of the scope of these rules. However, if we wish to keep 3.6, we suggest to rewrite it slightly. And I will share in the chat the proposal, but I will first explain it. Because the second part of the sentence, it states, subject to registration in accordance with the requirements of the national legislation of the country of purchase or operation of such item. And we believe that this text should not be limited to registration, but to use broader terms, because the operation and use of rolling stock is usually not only subject to registration in a country, but to a much broader scope of requirements. And secondly, and this is more editorial, we believe that the text should not refer to national legislation, but to the applicable law, as is the case also in other articles, like in 3.3 and 3.5 and 4.5, where we refer to applicable law. So the alternative text, which I will now share in the chat and then also read out, is we suggest changing it to say, nothing in these rules shall prevent the registration, operation, and use of an item of railway rolling stock for commercial and other purposes, subject to the law applicable in the country of purchase or operation of such item. So to summarize, either we would propose to change it in this direction or to completely delete 3.6 and replace it by the definition of a general scope of these rules. Thank you very much.